Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Jason, State Farm, I really want that personal price plan. Mr. and Mrs. Alvarez, I save my shrimp tails.
Oh.
I have a whole collection. I keep them in jars under my bed.
You don't need to get that personal. The State Farm personal price plan helps you create an affordable price just for you.
She also plays piano.
Yeah.
With my feet.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or click to get a quote today.
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J. You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J. Hey, everybody, this is your girl, Chinchilla Donesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. Tonight is Sunday, December 25th, 2022, the last Sunday in December and the last Sunday in 2022. What are you going to do these last 6 days of this year? And guess what? Tonight is the final News Forum for 2022. That's right, on Christmas night. And the first Sunday in the new year for News Forum will be on New Year's Day. Well, New Year's night. So, being that it is Christmas night, and it is the holiday season. Some people are celebrating Hanukkah, some Christmas, some Kwanzaa during this season. But whatever you're celebrating this season, it is a holiday season. And a new year is quickly approaching. So I present to you News Forum's holiday special, remembering, honoring, and saluting our unforgotten loved ones. This show will be dedicated to the wrongfully incarcerated and their families, to victims of gun violence, families who have lost loved ones to gun violence, bereaved families, and to loved ones who have transitioned. Because this time of the year, every year, is hard on so many people, so many families that have lost loved ones during the course of this year, and so many that have lost loved ones during the holiday season and years past, or just lost a family member, no matter what time of the year it was. So many are still grieving the loss of a loved one, especially during this holiday season, because this is a season where they say, 'tis the season to be jolly. And a lot of people call this the most happiest time of the year. Yet they forget that there are so many people around this country and around the world who are still grieving loved ones. And this time of the year, it makes you think about the loved one that is no longer with you. And I can relate because I lost my dad in 2017, November the 19th, right before Thanksgiving and during that holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year. And every year I think about him during this time of the year between Thanksgiving and the New Year. So this is dedicated for all of you out there listening tonight. We're going to hear from some of the wrongfully incarcerated, their family members, their wives, their children, their parents, maybe even some grandparents and some siblings, to find out how they're feeling this time of the year, knowing that they have a loved one that's wrongfully behind bars instead of enjoying the holiday season with them. Tonight, we will also honor grand and great-grandparents who raised their grand and great-grandchildren. And in light of an incident that occurred this past week, we will also expose grandparent and elder abuse. My special guest tonight will be former guest Ross Jondai Harrell, who this past week was a victim of elder abuse, trying to help a grandparent, a grandmother, who was being abused by her teenage grandchildren. And this has gotten out of control throughout this country, with teenagers and children becoming so violent against elderly people. It's ridiculously horrendous, and we're going to find out what is going on and why is this happening, people. So we're going to talk to Jondai tonight to find out, how did he feel when these teenagers jumped him? It's ridiculous. It reminds me of the elderly man that was honed to death. You know, this is ridiculous, y'all. And every week, you're hearing more and more of these types of incidents where these teenagers are jumping on and beating up senior citizens. It's ridiculous, and it has to stop. We're also going to recap some of our 2022 wrongful conviction cases, exonerations, and death. Once again, tonight is my News Forum holiday special, saluting and remembering our loved ones this holiday season. So be sure to press 1 if you would like to give a shout out to a wrongfully incarcerated loved one, to a loved one that may be sick in the hospital, an ancestor, or to a bereaved family. Tonight, the phone lines will be open throughout the show. You may also do a spoken word or some poetry tonight in honor of your loved one. Also joining me tonight, my dear friend, NAACP President, Oklahoma Chapter, Francetta Mays, live right here tonight on News Forum with the girl Chinchilla J. So, don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum with the girl will be right back after this. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Haru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Haru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111 to continue the advocacy work to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to end mass incarceration and child life without the possibility of parole. For more information, contact Be a Voice 78 Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., extension 111. Be a Voice today. Thank you to my millions of listeners worldwide. News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J now has over 18 million listeners. News Forum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. News Forum is brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigative reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while News Forum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of News Forum, WBNN, or Ngozi Times Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J.
All right, Chinchilla, are you there? Chinchilla? Okay. All right, Chinchilla,
okay.
Are you there?
All right, there we go.
All right, there we go.
Can you hear me now, brother?
Listen, happy holidays to the folks who keep stuff muted.
And happy holidays to you, too. I was talking my head off. Oh, boy. Hey, everybody. This is Chinchilla J. And, you know, welcome to another segment of News Forum. Today is the final Sunday in the year 2022. And this is also the final show for News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J, for the year 2002. Next Sunday will be January the 1st in the new year, 2023. So this year has gone by so quickly, everybody, and it's so crazy how fast it's gone by. If you want to give a shout out to a loved one tonight who has transitioned if you have someone you lost due to gun violence or whatever it may be, any loved one that you want to remember tonight, please call in, press one, and you can talk live on the air, share with us your feelings during this time of the year. If you have someone that's wrongfully incarcerated and you want to give them a shout out tonight, to support them, to encourage them, because we had people all across the country listening in from prison. Some of them, they just listen. Some of them call in to the show and talk live on the air. But we have so many of them that tune in to this show every week. So give them a shout out tonight. Let them know that you're thinking of them tonight. And to those families who have wrongfully incarcerated loved ones right now that they miss. And these men and women are sitting in prison wrongfully and missing holidays. And, you know, some of you may celebrate Christmas, some may celebrate Hanukkah, some may celebrate Kwanzaa. But guess what? If you don't even celebrate any of those, it's still a holiday season. Why? Because the new year is almost here. And I do believe everyone celebrates the new year, okay? In one way or another, we're happy to see a new year roll in. So we want to remember our loved ones tonight. And I want to start off, you heard, those of you that heard the intro, I talked about my dad. And yes, I miss my dad. My dad's been gone now for 5 years. And each holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving, the Christmas season, even though I don't really celebrate Christmas anymore, but all of the Christmases, you know, I remember with my dad, you know, I miss him coming over to my home when I did celebrate Christmas, having dinner with us every year and having Thanksgiving with us and, you know, birthday, my birthday. So different holidays, I do think about my dad. And I think about my other loved ones that I lost. You know, my grandmother's have passed. My grandfather's have passed. I have an uncle who's my mother's brother who passed away about 6 years ago. I have cousins that have passed away. Aunts, my only aunt, who was my father's sister, passed away. She was my last aunt because my Uncle George, who just passed away last Saturday, his wife died, who was my Aunt Julia Ann. And so, wow, so now in my family, my mom is the matriarch in the family now. My uncle was the patriarch because he was the oldest man still alive in my family. He died at 95, and my mother right now is the oldest female in our family. And so, yes, all of my ancestors I miss, and those that I did not get to meet who are already passed, I salute them all and honor and remember them all tonight, because if it had not been for all of my ancestors, Cassidy Girl Chinchilla J would not be here on the air with you today, okay? Because through my genealogy, you know, I was created. So I thank God for my creation and making me a baby or a conception or egg or whatever, you know, and being birthed into this world. And I want to thank God tonight for me still being alive amongst the land of the living and giving me the mind and the heart to do what I do, to advocate for the wrongfully incarcerated and to advocate for what's right and to fight continually for justice and standing up and speaking out against injustice in America. So I thank God for giving me this charge. And guess what? I'm going to continue into 2003, everybody, doing the same thing, continually being a voice for you. All right. And, you know, that's that. And before we bring on John Dye, because, again, people, tonight we're also going to be talking about this incident that happened this past week, and we're going to talk about senior and elder abuse you know, because it just has to stop. So I want to right now take a moment to honor every grandparent, every great-grandparent out there who are raising their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. They need to be saluted and honored because they've raised their children, and now so many of them are raising their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren, some, for heaven's sake. And they don't have to, but they're doing this. And for any child, I don't care how old you are, you should never, ever put your hands on an adult. Not your parents, not your grandparents, not your great-grandparents. No adult, especially those that are taking care of your behind. So, you know, this thing has me pissed off about, you know, what happened, okay, and what happened to my friend and former guest, John Dye. You know, he's going to be talking with us in a few moments. But before he does, I want to, I don't know if Brother O is still on, but they know who's that and he did, I think. But Brother O, if you want to share briefly tonight and honor your ancestors tonight, you may do so.
Well, first of all, just like you, I'm actually on remote sharing time with family. Because guess what? Brother O has family, too. How about that? How about that, Chichilla? And so I want to thank all the folks out there, you know, those who celebrate Christmas. Merry Christmas to you tomorrow. You know, everyone knows how to celebrate Kwanzaa. So happy Kwanzaa to all the folks out there. And we'll be celebrating 8 days of Kwanzaa. And all our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah. Now, of course, you know, I just want to say one thing, and that's it, you know, with my mom and my dad, who, without them and their love, I wouldn't be here tonight. Without their encouragement and knowing what their baby boy wanted to do, and that was broadcasting, I wouldn't be here tonight. So definitely I want to give honor to my parents, honor to my wonderful son who's, you know, I'm his ancestor and doing well in California. And I'm the Dr. Chichilla J, who loves family, who supports the rights of others who cannot support themselves, who cannot speak for themselves. And so tonight I honor our wonderful anchor of News Forum.
Oh, thank you, Brother O. Thank you so much. All right. That was Brother O, everybody. And, you know, my heart goes out to all of the bereaved families across this country and across the world. And I know some of you take it a lot harder than others. And my heart goes out to all of you. And for those of you that just lost loved ones, you know, during this holiday season, my heart really goes out to you because it's probably even harder for you. You know, so my heart definitely goes out to you. We're going to bring on John Dye. And remember, press one if you want to talk tonight. If you have someone you want to salute or honor or remember tonight or anything you would like to say tonight, press one, okay? Phone lines will be open. So right now, we're going to bring on John Dye. And, oh, wow, I had this song, but shucks, I forgot to convert that song. It was about abuse. I wanted to play that tonight, but we'll play that next time when we do the part two to the grandparent and elder abuse. I'll have that song ready for you guys next time. So right now, we're going to welcome John Dye Harrell. Right now, he's been on the show twice before, I believe. And so we're going to bring him on and welcome him back to News Forum. How are you tonight, John Dye?
I'm very well. Can you hear me clearly?
That's good. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Yes. Oh,
wonderful.
John Dye, before we get into the grandparent and elder abuse issue, is there any ancestor or loved one that you would like to remember and honor tonight?
Most definitely. My father and my mother. Father, Judson Harrell, passed away last August the 4th, and then later that month, my mother, Mildred, passed away on August 21st, and they've been gone a little more than a year now. They were the the matriarch and the patriarch of our families. You could not find more loving, dedicated parents and grandparents who raised us, taught us, inspired us. My father was 93 when he passed. My mother was 86. And we miss them and love them and speak to them every day. And I would definitely like to give them love, honor, and respect.
All right. All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Wow. So now what holiday do you celebrate? Christmas, John died? Do you celebrate Kwanzaa? What do you celebrate?
Well, I celebrate Kwanzaa. My family celebrates, well, part of my family celebrates Christmas, so I'm literally at my daughter's house now. We just had a Christmas celebration today for those family members who do that, and tomorrow we'll start our Kwanzaa celebration.
Awesome. Yes, I celebrate Kwanzaa as well, and I used to celebrate Christmas and, you know, heavy with the Christmas and decorating all that stuff. I stopped decorating like years ago, and I stopped really celebrating, but, you know, my mom still celebrates. Well, all my family still celebrates. My grown children still celebrate Christmas. They go all out decorating. My mom decorates, and, you know, so I, you know, spent time with my mom and with my oldest daughter and my nieces and my brother, and they all still celebrate, so, you know, yeah, so I did that with them this year, and, you know, so. But tomorrow is the first day of Kwanzaa, and I will definitely be celebrating Kwanzaa and attending events, Kwanzaa celebrations, most of next week. And I can't wait to enjoy those festivities. Now, John died. Let's talk about elder abuse and grandparent abuse. Can you please share with the listeners tonight about the incident that you witnessed with the grandmother? And, you know, these things, I hear these stories like at least once or twice a month where somebody's telling me about an elderly person that has been abused by teenagers or even adolescents. And then even some people have been telling me how their little children, like, I mean, little children are, like, hitting parents back and all kinds of things. So talk to us about what you witnessed. And, you know, you don't have to give us the name of the person. Of course not.
Okay.
You know, if she doesn't want to be known.
No.
But tell us what happened, John.
Well, she definitely wouldn't want to be known, so I won't, you know, mention that. But let me start by explaining to listeners that I went to pick up a good friend, and they volunteered to my food distribution program. And when I pulled in front of her house and she came out of the house, she was crying and extremely disheveled. And I said, "What's the matter? What happened?" And she said, "My grandchildren just jumped me." And I said, "What do you mean, jumped you?" And she said, "Jumped me and beat me up." So let me preface this by saying that she has about 10 to 12 grandchildren in her home. She's an extremely loving, giving grandparent who is not only giving a home to 7 or 8 of them are immediate grandchildren, and about 3 or 4 of them are extended family members who she's caring for, because, you know, in our community, we care for our children when the adult parents are not capable. And this is for a variety of reasons. It could be for a father or mother may be incarcerated, maybe on drugs. Maybe they have passed away, and this situation, it's a combination of those events. So when she said that, I mean, I was infuriated.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the children because I donate food to the family. I've given them tickets to events. They They've even come over to our program and, you know, loaded cars with them, donating food. So I know these kids, and it's mostly young males between the age of maybe 10 and 11, and the oldest is about 17. So I go in the house to confront them, and they're mostly upstairs. So I go upstairs and, you know, tell them to come downstairs. We can have a meeting because they're scattered through the house, and I want to talk to everybody. And they know me. And some of them were respecting what I was saying, you know, going downstairs, but several were not. And then one or two of them got very belligerent and got in my face. And when I pushed the one off me, to my surprise, they jumped me. And now I'm fighting six or seven young teens, you know, and they were literally swarming me. Now, I'm 6 foot two, you know, 218 pounds. I fight very well, but I'm in a situation where I don't want to injure minors. So I wouldn't fight them in the same way I would fight an adult my size, but I'm being punched, kicked, you know, jumped on. So I'm literally fighting to get them off me and to clear space so that I can accept the situation, you know, and I did that. Mm. You know, I limited it to hard body shots, slinging them off me, you know, making a space for myself so I could go down the steps. And literally, you know, once I got down the steps, I was good. They didn't follow me down to continue to attack me because, you know, some of them were incapacitated, you know, but I was also injured, you know, and I've been injured. I'm just recovering. This attack happened about 10 days ago, and I'm just recovering. You know, I was severely kicked and punched, was injured, and I worked very hard. Even though I'm 67, I'm in good physical shape, and I work hard at the food pantry. You know, and we've had three or four food distribution days since then, and I just haven't been able to do the things that I usually do. And, you know, I will say, you know, I was not only disillusioned by what happened to their grandmother. To me, there's nothing worse you can do as a young person than to put your hands on your parents or your grandparents who have loved and cared for you from birth. That's sacrilegious. Right. It is.
Yeah.
The ancestors looking down upon us are crying real tears as they see the dissolution of our family and this happening. And one of the reasons that I posted this on Facebook and started the conversation of what can be done to attack this problem is because this is not an isolated problem. You know, the level of disrespect, verbal abuse, physical abuse that many grandparents go through as they try to parent grandchildren in the absence of their parents is appalling. And it's an issue that we need to address as a community. And these grandparents should not have to labor alone under the burden of this, you know, being afraid to speak about it and not right. having the support that they need. You know, whether it's support from the community, from church groups, from, you know, sad to say, you know, to DHS, or even the police. And I'm not a big advocate of bringing the police into our homes and into our living situations because often they do not understand the dynamics of family life and they make poor decisions, as has been witnessed by the numerous deaths in our community when the police are called. But what is a grandparent supposed to do when they're being abused by children that they love and they don't want to see locked up? They don't want to see them in foster care. They don't want to see them in DHS control. But if you put your hands on your grandparents and you are seeking to injure them, should your rights be respected? I don't think so.
Yeah. Right. Yes, that's really sad. It is so sad, John Dye. And
yes, it is.
I am, you know, sorry that that happened to you where these teenagers were kicking you and just abusing you and had you in pain, and especially to the grandmother. I mean,
yes.
This is just horrendous.
Me, that was the, you know, that was the most diabolical part of it. Like, you know, I mean, I fought my whole life. You know, I spent 25 years in the penitentiary. You know, I can endure pain. You know, but when I think of her, you know, experiencing what I experienced, you know, at the hands of those children, you know, and even though she's forgiving them, and going back to being their caretaker, you know, is she in a safe environment? You know, what could happen the next time they get, you know, infuriated or there's a situation where they don't listen? And the way this transpired, you know, makes me think that this is not a isolated case in this household, you know, that this might be a regular occurrence that she's been covering up. Had I not witnessed it for myself, you know, and experienced it myself, I would have never known it was happening in this household. We don't know what goes beyond behind the closed doors in our communities.
Right. Yeah, and that's so true. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And, like, even with this grandparent and elder abuse and all the domestic violence that goes on, and, you know, it's just crazy. And a lot of people don't want to talk about what's going on because, you know, a lot of these grandparents and parents, they want to protect their grandchildren and children. But should they be? Because if they are abusing their parents, their grandparents, their great-grandparents, should that be covered up or should it be addressed? It needs to be addressed because they're going to wind up abusing people outside, if they're violent in the home with parents and grandparents, great-parents, great-grandparents that love them and that are caring for them and raising them and providing for them, what will they do to people outside? So,
yes.
You know, that's the scary part. John Dye?
Yes, and what can happen to them, you know, when they run into a person who is not going to be abused, you know? Who's going to resort to extreme violence against them, you know?
Right.
Violence is not a one-way situation, you know, and when a young person sees violence as a natural expression, you know, as you said, you know, they can do violence against someone in the street who has the resources to turn that violence back on them. And many times in the street, you know as well as I do, people don't fight. They use guns.
That is so true. They use guns. And, you know, that's even scarier because you have these kids that are out here doing all kinds of crazy things and, you know, the ones that are not even carrying guns, but they're out here doing crazy stuff. And, you know, I've heard stories with them just out randomly in the street and they start beating on an elderly woman, start beating on an elderly man. You know, like the man James Lambert, you know, who they killed with a comb. It's just crazy. Yeah. And the really sad thing, Don Dye, is I've heard, there's a thing where kids now, you know, online, the internet, the World Wide Web, it can be instrumental, it can be helpful, it can be, you know, something good, but then it can also be something bad. So when young people are on these different sites that are encouraging them to, like, do bad things, because they have these sites now that kids go on and they have, like, this little cult, and they're encouraged to go out and to either brutally beat an elderly person or a little kid or whoever they be, or even to kill someone. And,
well,
you know, that's what's scary.
Not,
because It's all over social media. And then they have these little groups that they join, and like initiation and, you know, like a frat or sorority, but yet it's just social media groups. Go ahead, John.
Well, one of the most insidious training grounds for violence is video games. And
yes.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes.
Grand
yes.
Theft Auto is a game that is extremely popular among young people. And I think
yes.
that parents who buy their children's Xboxes or any sort of video game system should make sure that Grand Theft Auto is not a part of this system and games similar to it. For our listeners who are not familiar with games like Grand Theft Auto, this entire game consists of carjacking, shooting, maiming, punching,
mm-hmm. yep.
and killing people.
Yeah.
So if a young person
think that they can do that stuff in real life, you know, they go out there
yes.
and steal these cars, they go into the bank and rob a bank and all this other stuff, and, you know, and they want to act it out in real life. Yeah, that's sad. And no child should be playing that game. You know, that game is not an ease for everyone, you know, but yet parents are letting their 4- and 5-year-olds play those games. Their 7-, 8-, and 9-year-olds play that game. Their 10-, 11-, 12-year-olds play that game. None of them should be playing that game. And then there are other ones that are just as violent, and it's just sad. It's sad.
Yes. What
okay,
these games
go
do
ahead,
is, talk about. What these games do is conditions young people's minds to see violence as ordinary and as entertainment. And when you feed your mind a constant diet of violence, it then becomes second nature. So in real life situations, you are not thinking about conflict resolution. You are not thinking about how to resolve a problem. You are not thinking about how to sidestep a situation. You are thinking how to deal with it as violently and quickly as possible, because that is the key to this game. In order for you to remain alive in the game, you have to quickly quell or kill or murder, and it's random people. And that's crazy. It's really
yes,
crazy.
Yes, it is very, very crazy. It's just crazy, John Dye. Do you have any statistics or anything on how bad elder abuse is and grandparent abuse is?
Yes, this is a widespread phenomena across the country. Hold on, let me, I had pulled up a couple stats here. Give me a second.
Okay.
And I'd really like to, for your listeners, when we go to the call-in section, I would like to get from listeners their view on how to attack this problem, and if possible, if they feel as if they can, you know, discuss any personal experience or experience that they've heard of in their family, extended family, or in the community in regard to elder abuse by teens, and especially against caregivers.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So everybody, you heard from John Dye, encouraging you to talk about it. If you have been a victim of grandparent abuse, even parent abuse, or if you know someone that has, and you want to talk about it, yeah, if you have questions about it, or any thoughts on, you know, how this can stop, I mean, because it's just ridiculous. All right, everybody, you're tuned in to News Forum with your girl, Chinchilla J, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice, and tonight is the last show of the year for News Forum, the final Sunday in 2022. So definitely get your comments in tonight, because you won't have an opportunity anymore for 2022 to comment on News Forum, okay? So this is the final show of the year. All right, so while we're waiting for John Dye to pull up to get that information for us, we're going to have a song. And this song, everybody, you heard in the intro, but I'm going to let it play without me talking on it so that you can listen. And it is very inspirational. Take a listen to Yolanda Adams' song, Never Give Up.
See you.
All right, everybody. That was Yolanda Adams. Don't give up. And that's important. Don't give up. Because so many people are giving up on their loved ones that are wrongfully incarcerated. Some people are starting to think they're maybe not innocent, okay? Don't ever give up on your wrongfully incarcerated loved ones. If you believe in their innocence and they're telling you that they are and maintain their innocence, by all means, believe them. Keep them encouraged. Support them by advocating and being a voice for them, for heaven's sake, because there are just too many people that are taking their lives, okay? And I'm talking about normal people out here, you know, in your communities, people on social media, social influencers, what they're calling them today. Several of them have taken their lives. Even celebrities have taken their lives. And, you know, suicide is a thing. And suicide, that's the biggest homage that you can pay to the devil, to Satan, to take your own life. So don't take your own life, no matter how bad things get or how things may look. You don't want to do that, okay? There is a better way. And, you know, you may need somebody to talk to, someone just to listen to you, and maybe you need to vent. Find somebody to talk to. You know, call a friend, call someone, anybody, call a stranger, a random number. Maybe somebody will listen to you, because some people feel as though they can't talk with certain people, and, hey, I understand that. But you must share what you're going through with somebody. Go get counseling, go to church and get prayer, go to the mosque, go to a synagogue, you know, wherever you need to go, you need to go, okay? Because it's not healthy. It's not healthy, and it's not wise. You know, God could just be right about to turn things around for you in your life, but then you take your life. It's a sad thing, everybody. And people are dying every day, gun violence, different types of homicides, car accidents, plane crashes, and all kinds of other stuff. And to take your own life, oh, geez, it's terrible, people, because then you have loved ones that will miss you. So just think about them. Think about them, everybody. It's not right, okay? It's just not right. So now we're talking about elder abuse, grandparent abuse, and Ross Dondi right now is my special guest, and he's going to give us some statistics about how wide this thing is with teens and children abusing their grandparents and other elders. Okay, Dondi, go ahead and share with us.
Yes, one of the first things that I want to say is that there's almost 2.5 million children who are in kinship care relationships, and often this is the grandparents stepping in and taking over the roles of parenting for the children. And I tried to look up scholarly articles that talked about the violence against the grandparents by children, and what I found is that the statistics say that in 15 to 20% of these cases there are violence, but there are this is a field that is extremely under investigated. Most of the scholarly articles that are really discussing this is discussing the situation as how it applies to European families, how it applies to Australian families. There are very few scholarly articles that is discussing this phenomena in America. And that's very sad. That this is a situation that is impacting African-American families, because African-Americans have one of the highest incidents of grandparents having to step into this role, African-American families and Hispanic families, because we are the families that have been unfairly impacted by the criminal justice system. When you look at our prisons, penitentiaries. We are 60 to 35% of those who are living in penitentiaries, which means that our young males and many of our young females are in prisons and penitentiaries, and this is when grandparents have to step in. When we look at drug addiction and the aftermath, and this is also a situation where African-American and Hispanic families are unduly impacted. So we're looking at the criminal justice system, prison system, at drug addiction and the various services that come behind that, inpatient care, outpatient care, relapsing, this cycle of being in and out of prisons and drug aftercare, children are impacted. So we're looking at long-term trauma, children who have not been properly parented or who feel abandoned by their parents, and then they are being raised by grandparents. And when you have a child who has suffered long-term trauma and it's untreated trauma, and the violence is endemic to their very lifestyle, and then when this inner rage is turned against their grandparents, and even that is not properly documented because of the code of silence of families themselves. How many families have domestic violence, violence against elders in their family, but they're not reporting it simply because when you report these sort of things, then you have a DHS intervention, the possible removal of children from the family home. And even though this is a dire situation in the home, many grandparents would rather endure a situation that they think they can fix in time. Whether or not that's true is yet to be seen. But the majority of grandparents are loath to call in the police, social workers, DHS, for fear of losing the children of the family. And that, this is really rough.
Yeah, those are like crazy statistics with, you know, what's going on in America. Like, other countries are not having these issues as greatly as we are here. And, you know, before we take a caller, now, would you say that the way this country has changed with telling parents they, you know, they can no longer beat their children. And, you know, the Bible says spare the rod and spoil the child. So today you have parents that are not giving their children beatings or whoopings, as they were called when I was a kid, because they're afraid that, you know, the child's going to call DHS, DHS going to come and, you know, take the kids away, or even the police are going to come and arrest the children. I mean, not the children, but the parents, because the child is crying abuse. So what I am seeing is that is one of the reasons why I think these things are happening, because these kids think they can do whatever they want now. There are no consequences that they have to suffer. So they can go ahead and hit their parents because, hey, the parents aren't beating them because they're afraid to. But these kids are not afraid to abuse their parents or their grandparents or their great-grandparents or any other elderly person. They have no fear of any consequences, which is so sad because nobody's really standing up to them. Now, you stood up to them, John Dye, and they didn't care. They all jumped on you and attacked you. They did not care if someone fights back or not, because they know in their mind that Noah Delp is going to really physically hurt them to the point where they won, because then they'll cry abuse, and that Adele will then wind up in jail, which is so sad. It's really sad. So where is the self-defense? Because if a child is that bold and bad enough, that teenager is that bad enough to hit me, they're going to get hit back. And see, I'm not going to hold back. I'm going to beat the living daylights out of them. And if the cops come and they want to take me to jail, so be it. But none of my grandkids, they better not ever try that, because I will beat the crap out of their butts. And then I will tell the cops, hey, look, I don't play that. They wanted to hit me and beat me up, so guess what? I'm not going to have it. And I think that if enough parents, grandparents would do that, but then you have other elderly grandparents that can't defend themselves. And, you know, that is the bad thing. And I, these kids, I mean, something has to be done. So if they're that bad and tough, their butts need to go to a juvenile detention center somewhere. Because if they're going to be that violent, that means that they're going to have a life filled with violence, because they're doing it now. And it's in them, because, like you said, of these video games, different movies they're watching, these songs, these rap songs that they listen to that promote all of that stuff. And then these social media groups that they're in, these cults that they have joined, that encourage and urge them to go out and do these things. It's crazy, John Dye. It's absolutely crazy. Let's take our first caller for the night. Caller number one, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Good evening. How are you doing, Chinchilla, Dr. J?
Hey, Antonio. How are you?
Hi. Please excuse my voice. So hopefully I won't have to rattle on about this matter, because everything that you and your guests had spoke of had so many things that I've seen throughout time, coming as a parent of a young adult and other people's children and, you know, little ones and what have you. You know, sometimes they try to get specialized people in the medical field to try to analyze these behavioral health conditions, but they're not always analytical, because sometimes, excuse me, sometimes the children haven't had worked with one ever since even when I was a teen. Some of them have various reasons for acting out, as some people call it, and there's not necessarily a good reason. Sometimes you never know what goes on in the mind of a child. You know, you hear people say, well, the father wasn't in the home, the mother wasn't in the home, whatever. No, it's just that sometimes if you can understand that they sometimes just randomly find excuses to act out, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent. And these kids, they just go through the motions. Some of them challenge people because they know that they're in a position that they can challenge them. And what they would normally do, from what it appears, is just take a chance and seeing how far they can go with these matters. Now, that grandmother who had several kids in the household, she may have to face it. She need to just give up the ones to, and you hate to do it, but to the system, who are the problem children within a household, because what it will do is manifest the others to possibly either be too afraid of them, the fellow kids, or made copy and maybe even make the situation worse by adding fuel to the fire. And I used to always tell people, ever since about 18 years old when that video game came out, I forgot the one that you all mentioned, but it was going to be a problem. I know they're saying it was,
and Grand Theft Auto is that other one. Yeah, the Grand Theft Auto, yeah, that's the main one.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, that it's not that, I know they're going to say in the United States and wherever else, they should have freedom of speech and this, that, and the other, but there were no rules that came along with the games being constantly put out on the market. The next thing you know, you had some that were even worse than that. They're showing you tactical training through military tactics and other types, and heads being sliced off. Even The Simpsons, as innocent as what it was, they show you where a child's, an adult cartoon has sliced its own arm off. And I've seen a child almost attempt something like that. Of course, I would intervene within reason if that were possible. So, you know, emulation is a very big thing to take concern about, because sometimes kids, they do emulate various things for various reasons. And I'm going to try to say my voice come on tomorrow. But I would love for you all to understand that I'm not trying to show a dominant feature of why I feel as though children could be remedied by this, that, and the other, but take into consideration maybe there may need to be intervention by having the system instead of having foster care, because I've seen negative situations become, well, have heard of them, become of some foster care situations, whether if it's the foster care home it is that's being taking the children in, or if it's the children. That's why some people don't want to foster care some children, I heard, I'm going by hearsay, because they don't know what they're walking into with certain children who may have more violent tendencies than others, and you hate to see that happen. But there may be a facility that people can have children, not necessarily and put them in what they call juvie, for short, for I guess juvenile detention center, but maybe like a properly monitored situation, because we have too many people in the system who's supposed to be monitoring certain situations. And I tell you, even like, for example, even the drug programs, I heard that some of the people within the drug programs are the very ones that are adding fuel to the fire by being able to, you know, let things go on they shouldn't be doing personally. Somebody is not doing the proper thing for the right reasons. The children can be returned maybe to the home a month or three later after they realize that people are going to be strict with them there, that they're not going to say, oh, we'll take a toy away from you. These children don't care about you taking a toy away from them in these days. It's not as innocent as they may think it is to just say, well, I'll remove their television from their room. I know that there are going to be children who run in packs. So if you're a person walking down the street on a cane, don't think that if you lift up your cane and fling it at them that they're going to back up. You see, you have to understand what the odds are. You know, having had been in the military, I never ever try to use anything to try to tell someone where I can dominate a situation. Because, like you all said, guns are available, you know, these days, and all types of things come into play. But it's so much more that I can expound on, having had worked in that capacity, to see and understand why some of these children, and even up to like 20s, young adults, I seen where a young lady one time, she became very irate about something about who took my clothes out of the laundry or something. And I said, oh, well, I didn't know that was yours. So I put it over to the side neatly. And I looked at her, and I said, you know what? Something is on her mind, something that's been going on for quite a while. You know, she's like about mid-20s on down or something, you know, in her age range. And you'd be surprised what has been on her mind ever since she was a child. Not that we can say we can snatch up everybody and throw them in a mental facility, no. But give them someone to talk to. Have little, what do you call those groups? The group sessions people pop in and want
support
to just.
Group.
Yes, thank you. Have miniature support groups with people who hopefully can be trusted and they can hopefully feel trusted around to just sort of touch on a subject or two, and see what that will, how that can work out. Maybe within a temporary holding facility. There's other ways to look to do it in a civilized manner, and not have to make your community of whether if it's from the African American group or Hispanic group, whatever group, feel intimidated and like they can stand being a viable source of good training and changing their ways if we really wanted to, but we have to hopefully get the right cooperation from the right people within the system. And excuse me, but thank you very much for listening, and I'm glad that you did, Dr. J, bring on the your guest, and I'm sorry I didn't get to hear his name, but he pretty much covered some information that other people need to take seriously and realize that they can't resolve it by thinking you're going to go up against these kids individually or whatever, because we always had, when we were growing up, been told, well, I'll take brought you in the world, not take you out. But look at the consequences. Mm-hmm. Tell them about the consequences. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look at how you may breed. Let's just say maybe breathe a bunch of fire into something that could be stopped if we try to rationalize and get the right assistance from the right people within the system, not people who are just going to collect the paycheck off of our backs just to be able to have a lingering program, pilot program, only to find out that it may or may not work for most. So thank you very much, and you all have a wonderful night. Let me rest my voice, please.
Thank you.
I appreciate your listening.
Thank you so much, Antonia. Everyone, that was Antonia Bass, the informational guru, and she is the host on this network as well. Tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can tune into her show. Okay, we're going to take another caller. Caller, you guys on the Able News Forum tonight. Happy holidays, and tell us what you think about holiday season. And if you want to salute a loved one, an ancestor, or someone wrongfully incarcerated, how are you tonight, caller?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Angela? Merry Christmas.
Calling you live on the air. Merry Christmas to you, too.
How you doing? Long time.
Duval?
Yeah, this Major Duval Anderson. Wrongfully convicted.
Hey,
out of
how
Alabama.
Are you?
I'm doing great now.
All
good
right.
Christmas. Still praying and expecting. We got a good subject tonight. And there's
Thank
a proverb that says, discipline your children while there is hope. Otherwise, you will ruin their lives. And that's Proverbs 19 and 18. And, you know, I grew up in a pretty well-mannered home. I was loved. But there was a lot of resentment, a lot of anger and stuff built up, which caused me to take on other ways. And one of the things that, you know, we talked about this before, is that most of the examples for the generation that's out there now have been incarcerated. As you know, I've been gone 21 years, and there are a lot of other men that have been gone too. So even when I had my uncles, they worked hard. You know, my granddaddy, he worked hard. I had an example of how a man should be or how he should carry himself. And for so many years, because so many men are incarcerated, you know, the children that's growing up now, they don't really have an example. So the rap music, the videos, you know, the drug dealing in the neighborhood, you know, all those things are appealing because in training, anybody that's been through training knows that you study whatever it is that you're in. And when you're in those terrible neighborhoods that we have to grow up in, or we going to these high schools and these middle schools that we grow up in, whatever's around us is the training that we get. And we know mamas and grandmamas, they do an outstanding job, but they're overstressed. Mm-hmm. They're overworked. You know, they don't have the time to really just spend with the children as they should if they had a spouse or a brother or an uncle that with them to help them out. But like I always say, until we learn to get back to the basics, and that's seeking God, and that's spending time with our kids, no matter how tired we are, we're going to have a problem. And like I said, you know, even in here, I deal with guys 18 years old, 19 years old. And I ask them sometimes, like, why you don't care? And they don't have an answer. They don't have no idea the reason they did it. You know, I'm busting too, man, not telling, man, how precious life is and, you know, and what you can be, that you're still young. Because there's so many young men out there now, 19, 22 years old, feel like their life is wasted because they didn't graduate high school or they didn't go to college. And I'm like, dude, you got a whole lot of life to live. And that's the message that we just have to continue to do. Like me, like I tell you, I'm just determined to be an example. I made a video today and it hit on some of the things that you said when the show came back on. You know, so many people are suicidal. And when we think about suicidal, we think about them just taking their own lives. But people can be suicidal, not caring. You got to be a madman to jump on an old woman or disrespect your elder, period. But we are dealing with youth and people that are suicidal. They don't care about anything. So if you kill them, so what? And that's the thing that's going on. Like I said, you know, my biggest weapon for is this. You know, I learned to pray. And not only pray, but when people look at me, I have an answer to give them for the way that I live. And, you know, I keep myself up. I keep myself grown. And I'm always hoping. I tell them, man, you know, man, change your ways. But like I said, we need to start communicating more with people because people have real life issues at an age that they shouldn't have real life issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ms. Chandler, it's always a joy and an honor to be able to get on here with you. I really appreciate you. And I'm looking forward. I'm expecting. I'm believing in God to do something real soon so we can meet in person, that we can have rallies and we can visit communities and stuff. Because people need to see that you can find, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted.
Yes. And everybody, Duval, he is wrongfully incarcerated in the state of Alabama 21 years now. And so I just want you to stay encouraged, Duval, and I pray for you daily and, you know, your freedom. I do believe it's coming soon, and just continue to do what you do. Duval ministers to the other guys there at the facility, and, you know, he prays, he has prayer meetings, and he gives them the word, and, you know, and he puts out a daily encouragement letter and all that stuff for the guys there and also for people around the country. And so just continue to do what you're doing and keep your faith in God, Duval. And happy holidays to you. Are we going to take another caller now? Caller, you're live on the Air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Merry Christmas, girlfriend. I made it.
Hey, Jerry. Yes, you did.
So I'm going to read a little bit of my Jesus and Christianity poem for you. But before I do that, I want to comment on some of the things. You know, Duval, what he was saying, your guest was saying, and about, you know, like the rap music and all this profanity and all this stuff. Years ago, I got a message on Facebook from a young African-American male from Trenton, New Jersey. And he said, "Miss Jerry, can you interview me? I'm a hip-hop artist just starting out." His name was Randy Shank. And I said, "Young man, can you keep it clean?" And he said, "Absolutely." So he came live in our Hamilton radio studio with a few other hip-hop artists, young hip-hop artists. That man now goes by Director Six. He's living down south. He has a family. and he'll message me every once in a while and say, Miss Jerry, I'm keeping it clean for you. I'm doing my best. He's a photographer. He's a videographer. The guy, he owns a piece of my heart. This is what he said to me. So I asked him live in the studio, I said, why does there have to be profanity? Why does there have to be all this cursing and bad stuff and, you know, and anger? And he said, Miss Jerry, we all need to tell our story. And unfortunately for some of us, that's the only story we know.
Mm.
So
wow.
I don't listen to it and I'll never listen to it, but at least now I get it and it hurts my heart.
Okay.
And like I said, he owns a piece of my heart, this young man, and he's trying and he's a good father. And, but yeah, that really resonated with me.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Just
and he's
story.
Right. We all do
wow.
have to tell our story. So I would love to honor you with bits and pieces because the poem's way too long to read the whole thing. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
And I'll, all right? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's start. Okay. So here we go. I'm not ashamed to proclaim his name. I'm not ashamed. It's God I claim. The world stirs hate, but God stirs love. The world's lost faith. It's found up above. The world says God's a myth. The world says God is fake. God says I'm really here. God says I'm no mistake. God says, listen, I'm here for you. Just come to me and I'll make you new. You laugh at him and curse his name. You dance with evil in this war game. So many religions have surfaced today. Most of us wonder which one's the right way. Religion is false as can be. Was made by man and not by he. Religion still has God nailed to that cross, making you think the church is your boss. When Jesus said it is finished, they took him off that cross. He rose from the dead so your soul wasn't lost. He no longer dangles on the cross from that day. He's free from that cross. Jesus now made the way. Man-made rules to cost a fee. The price of Jesus to you is free. Come as you are and don't pretend. He knows all things beginning to end. Religion is evil. It's caused lots of pain. God's full of love. In heaven you'll reign. These rules they speak of are all man-made. If you open the Bible, man's words will fade. You won't find them in there because God said it clear. You won't work your way into heaven, my dear. I tell you the truth, there's only one God. When you take your last breath, he'll greet you and nod. Jesus, with Jesus nailed upon that cross, before his last breath he took, his words were spoken for us to hear. It is finished, and left us his book. It was then that I marked you and said you were mine. I knew at that moment you were made to shine. I'll protect you and guide you as long as you want. Tell me your sorrows. I'm your confidant. God said enough. I'm sending you my kid to teach you to love, exposing sins you hid. When Jesus took up the cross, he died on it for you. You now need to accept him so he can make you new. Ask him to take over because you are way too weak. I promise strength he'll give you if only Jesus you seek. My prayer is this, that you take heed to know the reason Jesus did bleed. The time is near, it really is. Will you be ready to say you're his? That's for you tonight. Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Wow, thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you too as well, Jerry. Thank you so much for that beautiful poem. And Jerry's also hooked on his network, everybody. And I did an interview with her on Friday on Meet the Host. Y'all can check out her interview on Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. Check it out. Awesome interview to learn all about Jerry Petito, the Jersey Jewel. And she is our 2021 Lifetime Achiever. All right, John Zai. Back to you, John Zai. Now, with Antonia Bass, she talked about some of the reasons that she feels as though these young people are out of hand today and ways she would address that. So let's talk about that. What did you think about what Antonia said?
Well, I thought she had a lot of good points. I think that as a community, we need to have more discussions. I was hoping to hear, you know, not just Antonio, but other listeners who have maybe had this experience, who aren't, you know, radio personalities, but are actual, you know, people who are either dealing with this or are willing to create forums, community forums, to speak to the ministers, form groups in churches. It's necessary for us to attack this on a community level. And first we have to identify grandparents who are caregivers in the community, not so much embarrass them by asking them, is this one of their problems? But if say, for example, you have X amount of grandparents who you know on your block in your neighborhood are raising children, all right, take it for granted that this is a struggle for them. It's a financial struggle. It's an emotional struggle, and they need help. So after identifying these families, you know, seek to line up with the resources necessary to help them. And then once you gain their trust, once they see that you are a part of the community that is seeking to help them, perhaps they will open up about the problems that they're having. Perhaps we can get their children into counseling. Now, for the grandmother whom I'm personally dealing with, my advice to her has been to get the kids into counseling or look to move them out of her household. And when she's angry and upset, she agrees to that. But when she calms down, there's no action. But she really doesn't want to lose the children. And even though I'm someone she trusts, she doesn't trust me enough to allow me to authority in the situation because she knows that that could turn left at any point. So we need more black psychologists who will either donate their time or give services at a lower rate so the folks can afford it. We need to have perhaps social workers or even policemen, black policemen who can be trusted, and there are some. You know, I know some black police who seriously have the interests of the community at their heart. They are brothers and sisters who are on the force, but they haven't forgotten that they're a part of the community. We need to link with them and link with social services and offer aid to these families, but also offer protection to these grandmothers. So they know that when they're having these episodes in the house, they may not call 911, but they may call a policeman or a social worker or a minister or a organizational member who can come to their aid without the repercussions of losing their family. And that's what's important.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much, John Dye. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on the Urban News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hey, 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 Chinchilla, how are you? This is
hey,
Angela.
Angela. How are you?
And I'm jumping on late. So I'm just hearing the guy that you was just speaking to, and y'all talking about mental health and social services? Ooh, I didn't catch the conversation.
Oh, okay, we're talking about elder abuse and grandparent abuse, teenagers that are abusing their grandparents that are taking care of them. Because the incident happened this past week where a grandparent was beaten by her grandkids, and my guest stepped in to try to assist and to help and talk to the teenagers, and they jumped on him and beat him as well. And, you know, he fought back a bit, but he didn't want to, you know, get arrested by, you know, beating them up. And so they, like, you know, stomped him and kicked him, and, you know, he's been in pain all week.
Right.
So we're talking about these violent kids that are beating on parents and grandparents and great-grandparents.
Right. And I have a friend of mine that she actually works in social services in the DMV area, but she also is dealing mm-hmm. with she's dealing with a similar situation because she's a adoptive mother. She adopted a family member, and it's been going through a lot. Like, she didn't realize that the child had all these issues because some stuff was withheld through social services, and a case came up, and you know, they were blaming her for different things, but it's all coming out now, and it's proven that, you know, killing her as a grandparent. You know, but she advocates for mm-hmm. grandparent rights, and they say they don't have the right to do things and to, you know, be able to get the necessary assistance that they need, you know, because mm-hmm. they don't have those rights. It's a lot of people are working in the background, dealing with this because a lot of grandparents have had to step in because parents are not doing what they're supposed to do. You know, grandparents are supposed to be here to call the kids, not raise the kids. And a lot of cases, mm-hmm. you know, the grandparents have had to step in and be that main parent, you know, be that guardian.
Yeah.
I thank you for this conversation on tonight, even though I was late jumping on. I thank you for this because there's a lot of people out there that need to hear this conversation. So thank you. And I'm enjoying listening to your guest, the young guy that was just speaking. I've enjoyed listening to him. Again, thank you for what you do, Chinchilla. And I did get to hear the tail end of Jerry's poem. Shout out to Jerry.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Angela, for calling in tonight and for your support. And I will talk to you soon. And Angela is a host on this network as well, everybody. And our show is Walking in Purpose with Angela Thomas-Smith. Thank you so much, Angela. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where unfortunately all the ho-ho-hos be trying to get rich off of trying to kiss on somebody's mistletoe while they jingling bells and dying to jump on somebody to ride their one horse open sleigh. How you doing tonight?
I am fine, Cliff.
So check this out. I've been sitting back listening to all this nonsense with all these little gremlins out here. You hear me? Because that's what I'm going to call mm-hmm. them today, gremlins. Now, however, this is the situation that we're going to look at this here. Unfortunately, this is the thing. Like we said, this is all resort back to disbelief, misguidance, and disobedience. You know what I'm saying? Where these things are we're saturated with it. We're surrounded by it, subjected to it, unfortunately, when we come out of the womb. It's already destined for whatever kind of person you're going to be while you're in there. But when you got influence, you know what I'm saying, and you have no particular home training and you know, in order to learn the proper etiquettes, mannerisms and moralistic behaviorisms, you know what I mean, for your home or society, because that's where it starts, in the crib, you know what I'm saying, where the disrespect to the elders, it starts in the home. Like, I know young women who don't date, oh my God, the way they talk to the old people, you know what I mean? You want to pull their throat out their mouth. You hear what I'm saying to you? But what I'm saying is these things start in the home, and then secondly, we see what's going on with these young people, and we don't say anything to them. We talk about them, but we don't say nothing to them about, you know, we don't speak their language. So, like, while all of these things are happening, when we're not speaking their language and we're not in communication with them, they drift farther and farther and farther away from the righteous path or the correct path in which they should be on, at least to be a normal individual amongst society. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, you know, older people, you know what I'm saying? You know, it got to be, it's always somebody in the middle. These young people, these are people my age turning around and turning the other way when they have opportunities to say something to these young people or even just give them some sincere advice. We turn the other way and then we complain about what they do once we come back around the corner. You see what I'm saying? That can't be what we're doing out here. You feel me? Miss Jenkins, all them, look, you can't be up and down the street talking about the little, these gremlins. Bring them to the porch. Say, come here, little, come here, Rashid. You know which one that you know which one is the boss. Come here, Rashid, you know what I'm saying? Oh, listen, Rashid, check this out. I got this for y'all. I got that for y'all. I got that for y'all. Listen, you tell him, keep an eye on this and this and that and that and that. Or you pick one that you think is responsible enough to direct the rest of them. You know what I'm saying? So that's my advice for the night. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever All One, right. One half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. And if we catch you, little niggas, if we catch you disrespecting old people out here, I'm going to rip your arms off your body and leave you in the choke yourself to death position with your arms wrapped around your neck. Check your satellite.
All right, Clever One. Thank you for your comments. Wow. Okay, that was very aggressive, but sometimes aggression is necessary with these young people. All right. I am going to bring on Pastor Francetta Mays. She's been waiting for a while, so I'm going to bring her on now. Pastor Mays, how are you? She is the president of the Tulsa, Oklahoma NAACP. How are you tonight, Francetta?
I am blessed in the Lord. I'm feeling rested. I've been just worn out today. So I just love you, sis. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you too as well. And I thank you for taking time out tonight because I know you had an extremely busy day, a busy weekend, as a matter of fact, with all you're doing there in Tulsa and, you know, providing what you've been providing for the homeless and for the less fortunate and all that stuff this past week. Well, this whole past week, as a matter of fact. So thank you for what you're doing down there in Tulsa. Now, just give me your thoughts on this grandparent abuse that's going on and parent abuse. And then, Pastor Mays, you know, I want you to pray for families around this country that are grieving this time of the year because of the loss of loved ones, those that have lost children and other family members due to gun violence, and also for the wrongfully incarcerated and their families, and three families all over the country. But first, what are your thoughts on this grandparents and parents and elder abuse?
Well, I can speak from three dimensions. One, I remember the time when I lost my mind. I remember when my mother and my father had abandoned me, you know, and I was an angry kid. And I had some resentment for my grandmother that took the time out to raise me. The expectations that I had was comparing what children that had a mother and a father had. So I didn't understand the dynamics of that. And the church, for me, during that time, I don't think the language was really where we paid attention to individuals. We kind of spoke to them in general. And that's been passed on, like a duplication of speaking certain things, but not putting your hands on the people and actually connecting with the people to help them. Clever One was right on point with everything that he was saying. He, you know, people are bound so much by religion and not relationship, and they've submitted to a lot of fear. And the unfortunate part is that when we gird up and really identify with who we are as people and get healthy from the wounds that we've experienced, because fast forward, life will make you appreciate some of the disciplines and some of those things In hindsight, the rebellion was from the pain. That's a form of trauma. That's a form of mental illness. That was directly associated with the fact of me being molested at six. You understand? So when we look at statistically, it goes deeper than that. 1 in 4 girls, 1 in 6 boys have been molested. So when we look at the dynamics of just that, we're looking at people that are having to deal with, even right now as I speak, there's a whole Me Too movement going on where people are going, yeah, that happened to me. Those are trauma triggers that typically we don't go get the help mm-hmm. because we don't want to talk about it. We don't want to identify with it. And so you have mental right. illness on the rampage because people don't understand the issues that they're experiencing are root system issues. And until you go back and get that little boy or little girl trapped inside of you and come to grips with the fact that you made it as an adult and start adulting, we're going to continue to have these issues. The next phase of that mm-hmm. is understanding as a grandmother, I have had to call the police and show them what I beat my grandkid with because I'm not going to be disrespected up in here. We had chokeholds and all on the floor up in here, and I'm letting the family know, y'all, better go. Because, see, I real talk, it happened to me 2 years ago, and I had to literally have a fight. Because you will not disrespect my house. She did such a beautiful job cleaning my room up today, y'all. She is the best grandkid that I have now. But it took me putting my foot down and making her understand, I love you, but if you want to come at me, ignorant, oh, let's get it. But how you coming? You know? What we doing? And you know, and that's in the name of Jesus. So listen, there's a lot of enabling that we've unfortunately done trying to undo what we felt like the injustices were that our parents and grandparents did to us, and it's ridiculous. It's confusion, and it's of the enemy. We've got to get down to quit looking at if you say Jesus, if you say this, if you say Buddha, if you say Allah, stop all that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and rulers in dark places. This is spiritual, y'all. Check your spirit.
Wickedness in high places.
Check your spirit.
In this world, everybody. That's what we're wrestling against. And
that's it. It ain't black. It ain't white. It's a spirit.
Right.
And it's mind manipulation.
Yes. And that's what they are acting like, little demons that are not
right.
walking
and
in fear.
The
they
thing.
Don't fear anyone. Right.
Right. And here's
and,
the thing,
you know,
dealing with the people. Yeah, dealing with the people incarcerated even. Here's the thing. We've got this ridiculous incarceration, kidnapping, penitentiary everywhere. It's the market for that's allowing the good old boy club to keep funneling money out. And this favoritism that keeps going on with this old money. You guys, if we stand together and realize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, palities, and this is spiritual, close your eyes. And that way, if you were blinded, you wouldn't see what color a person is. And let's get the job done. Because there's been too much. There's been too much. We create mountains and put them in places that, Right now, we should be making sure that we're changing laws across the nation. This voting people in the office and sitting back and letting them drink coffee and go on vacations, that's got to be over.
Right.
We've got to challenge our government. We've got to challenge our government. And we can't do it sitting back going, my vote don't matter. Your voice matters.
That's
and I get tired
your
of people wanting to show up for a media show. Yeah, I get tired of people wanting to show up for a 30-second media shot of 3 days when it's a dead body in the road. Come on, y'all.
Yeah, that's
this
enough
is
of
ridiculous.
That stuff, y'all. So, yeah, so we're going into a new year, everybody. This is the end of 2022. This is the last news forum of 2022. The next one is next week, 2023, the first day of the new year. And, so... what we're going to do, we're going to have John Dye give his final remarks. John Dye, like two to three minutes of your final remarks. Then we're going to have Ngozi time. And I am going to give about 1 minute of my closing remarks, and then we're going to have Pastor Mays pray for us. And then you can find out how you can be a guest on News Forum. And everybody, if you have not donated to Be a Voice, please donate to Be a Voice. This is the last show of 2022, and it is the holiday season. So donate so that we can continue to be a voice next year and expand our outreach and advocacy for the wrongfully incarcerated and to advocate for those of you that are experiencing other injustices in this world. John Zay, give me your final thoughts for tonight, please. John Guy? All right.
Yeah, I have motion, so it's all right. We're going to go right into
the John Guy.
We go right into Ngozi time. Do you want Pastor to pray after Ngozi time? Or what do you want, how you want to do it? Are we getting close to the end?
I'm going to have her pray after Ngozi time, after I give my final thoughts.
All right, I'm gone. Go ahead and do it.
All right. Okay. All right, thanks. All right. All right, everybody. So, not sure what happened to John Zay, but we thank him for being a guest tonight. And Ngozi time is now, and then I'm going to get my final thoughts. And Pastor Mays is going to pray. All right. So, again, this is the last News Forum of the year. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and at Oladele Malewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight, oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, I am Dr. Chinchilla J, the WBNN commissioner, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. Stay tuned tomorrow night for our wonderful, wonderful host, Antonia Batt, who is our informational guru. Her show is tomorrow, everybody. So definitely tune in tomorrow night. She called in tonight and made some very, very awesome comments and suggestions to try to stop this abuse from these horrible teenagers. It's horrendous. So definitely tune in tomorrow night by dialing 516-453-9133, the same number that you dialed tonight, or you may tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. So stay tuned for her tomorrow night. And next Sunday night, again, it's going to be January 1st, 2023, y'all. And, wow, we're going to start off the new year with an awesome show, of course. And during that show, you know, part of it's not going to be too happy because we're going to talk about the homicide for 2022. We're going to have Jamal Johnson, SKU, on there, Stop Killing Us, my friend, the Marine vet. And we're going to have some other people in as well, talking about the gun violence across this country, especially in the city of Philadelphia. And we're going to talk about next week the deaths that have occurred amongst the exonerated this year for 2022, as well as recaps from 2022 wrongfully incarcerated guests. And wow, because today we didn't get to do that because of the severity of this issue that is escalating across this country with grandparent abuse. And be like Pastor May's grandparents, you know, beat their behinds, wrestle on the floor, because that's what I would be doing. I would give them a 1-2 knockout punch because I don't play. I don't play. I don't like disrespectful children or anything else. So, yeah, wow. So thank you so much, John Dye Harrell, for being my guest tonight and sharing your story. And we will definitely have some grandparents on in the future. In the month of January, we're going to try to get some others on that are willing to talk about what they've been through, because grandparents need to know that they're not alone. Parents, you're not alone, okay? And as Antonia said about support groups. All right, so we're going to bring on Pastor Maze so that she can pray. And remember, if you need to reach me, people, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., dial 844-642-8378, extension 888. Inbox me on Facebook or Instagram. All right, so we're going to have Pastor Maze pray. They continue to listen, because you'll find out how you can be a voice and also how you can be a guest on News Forum. All right, Pastor Maze.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you right now asking you to synchronize our minds, oh God. Father God, many of us have been bound by childhood memories and trauma. Father God, we ask that you just go into the corridors of our minds. Let us search ourselves, Father God. Let us go back and find those little girls and little boys trapped inside of us, oh God. And let us there be a release in the spirit, oh God, where we can be accountable of our actions. Now, Father God, we just pray. We pray in the name of Jesus over Dr. Chinchilla and Dr. O and Brother O and everyone associated with this radio show. And Father God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to financially bless this organization, Father God, that we may continue to spread your word, Father. There is nothing new under the sun, but we give you glory, honor, and praise for the covenant that you've given us to work together by grace, oh God, to be able to spread the word, to be able to break the chains off the minds of your people, oh God. Let them value what's valuable to you, oh God, your word, your voice, oh God. Right now, we thank you for an opportunity to speak to those incarcerated, wrongfully or not, oh Father God. Let them be effective where they are, oh God. Let there be a massive change, Father God, that spreads right now in the name of Jesus over the land, that we may start healing. And we seal this prayer in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
If you would like to be a guest on News Forum and have a case of injustice, please give me a call Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at 844-642-8378 to tell me about your story, and you might just be News Forum's next special guest. Would you like to donate to a good cause? Well, Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice could use your support. Help them continue to expand their advocacy work for justice as they fight for freedom, for the wrongfully incarcerated, exoneration, compensation, and juvenile lifers, as they stand and fight against mass incarceration, over-sentencing, wrongful convictions, gentrification, racial inequities, racism, and to change legislation throughout this country by rebirthing this criminal justice system one city at a time through their model, Criminal Justice Reborn. You may donate to Be a Voice via Cash App, $BAVOICETOUR, that's capital BEAVOICE, lowercase TOUR. You may also donate via Venmo at www.venmo.com/u/BEAVOICE. Venmo.com/u/BAVOICE. For more information or to find out how to become a part of Be a Voice or join Right the Wrong Coalition, dial 844-642-8378, extension 111.
All right, everybody. I just want to take a couple moments here to, again, mention my Uncle George in Greenwood, South Carolina, who passed away last Saturday, December 17th. He was 95 years old, and his homegoing celebration was beautiful. It was phenomenal. His grandson did an excellent job celebrating his legacy, his life, and you know, the thing made the work I've done speak for me, and it did speak for him. And so many others talked about the great work and the great man he was. So I just want to remember my cousins tonight, and definitely remember my Uncle George. I love you, Uncle George, and I know that he's in heaven. And I want to remember and honor and give a shout out to all of my cousins in Greenwood, his children, Georgia Ann, Jackie, Carolyn, Elaine, Doug, Ronnie, and Gino, and then to his grandchildren, Byron, Duran, Joshua, Shaniqua, Tony, and Culp, and Joel, and Morgan. God bless y'all. I love y'all, and just stay encouraged, and I was so glad that God made a way for me to get down here to encourage them and to say my final goodbyes to my Uncle George. And for those of you that are bereaved around this country, as Pastor Mays prayed for you, I'm saying be encouraged and know that God is in control. Now we're going to end with a few lines of better days. God bless y'all. I'm Chinchilla Jackson.